Sachenberg Bays Mishnaches. Ein neusten kemach le toich charoises. A person shouldn't put flour into charoises. This is not the charoises that we normally talk about. This is charoises where they would just put some vinegar and water together. It was a type of dip that they would use. Olusocha chardol, or into mustard. But this is also like they had, I guess, ground mustard with some water, I guess, and he would pour some flour into this too. He shouldn't do this. Vim nosan, and if he pours water into these two items, yochel miyad, he should eat right away. What should he eat right away? Dafka the chardol, he should eat right away. That's the way the Rishonim learn. But he cannot eat the charoses right away. The charoses here, again, is just the vinegar and the water with some flour now. He can't eat that because we're afraid that the vinegar is going to speed up the chimitz process. And therefore, it's going to be aser. Even though the charoses, which is the vinegar in this case, this type of mixture, is meperos. It's a whole sugi itself, whether meperos with water, what status of that is, does that become chametz mamish or not? Nevertheless, even if it is considered matzah ashira, because it's from meperos, since it's very unpredictable and it can become this chametz, so therefore, we're very careful we don't eat it. Masha inkin the chardol, since it's strong and sharp, it doesn't become chametz so quickly. And therefore, there were mekel that you can eat it right away. Rabbi Meir oiser, and Rabbi Meir asers it. Even if you would put it into the mustard, because Rabbi Meir held that, the Rav explains that even mustard becomes chametz right away, just like the charosas in this case. The Rav says the halacha is not like Rabbi Meir. Mishnah continues. Ein mevashlan es ha-pesach. One cannot cook the carbon pesach. It has to be done b'tzli eish. Loi b'mashkin v'loi b'meperis. He can't cook it with liquids or with fruit juices. But he can anoint them, he can smear onto them. When can he smear onto the carbon pesach? Some learn that stavka after you roast it, and we don't say that if you smear some liquids and juices onto the carbon after you roast it, it's mevatel the tam of the pesach. We don't say that. Some actually learn that you can actually marinate it a little bit beforehand by smearing on things beforehand. As the Mishnah says in Ketzat Soylen, we're going to see later. And when it comes to matbilen oisei behen, that you can have it immerse in liquids, that, it seems, the Rishonim didn't want to learn that that can even be done before you roast it. They all seem to learn that that's done after you roast it. I'm not sure if one would actually do it before you roast it, like he sits, if a person takes meat and he puts it and he marinates it for a long time, the carbon pesach, and then he roasts it. I'm not sure what the din would be there. But it seemed to be that they learned that matbilan oisei behen is dafka afterwards. Mishnah continues, metash misho shel nachtoim, the baker's water that he has on Pesach. Let's say a baker is making matzah either right before Pesach or even right on Pesach. So this water, in order that it shouldn't become chametz, yivshafchu, he should pour it, and the Rav explains he should pour it down like a slope, so that the water doesn't just sit in one place, it just gets absorbed into the land. Bipnei shein machmitzin, because this water, if you leave it, it's going to become chametz, so pour it in such a fashion that it becomes batel to the ground.